Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, I want to speak about something that's been on my mind for a very long time. And it's a subject that is a favorite of mine, and that is the subject of music. And this definitely has spiritual application. It's a moral question, actually. And we can see that the church is very careful to incorporate the use of music in its liturgy because the church knows how powerful music is. And I think this is going to take me more than one sermon. So I plan to wrap up this topic next Sunday. But I'm starting as the starting point is the verse that I just read to you, by their fruits you will know them. And so obviously I'm going to be saying we should listen and produce good music, be sure to produce good spiritual music, and that will bring about good fruits. By the same token, bad music brings about bad fruits. And we live in an age that is filled with a great deal of bad music. As I'm sure you can tell from listening to me, I am no fan of rock and roll music, nor rap music. And I hope to explain to you the problems that there are with this. This is not to say that music with a nice peppy beat is wrong. No, we're going to be talking about, or I'm going to be talking about, the three parts of music: melody, harmony, and rhythm. And good music is the proper combination of those three. One of the points I wanted to emphasize is the power that music has. I don't think we realize this. That music is very powerful and has a profound influence on us. This is why St. Augustine says singing is praying twice. You not only have the good lyrics, the prayer of the hymn, but when it's put to the proper way of proper combination of melody, harmony, and rhythm, it intensifies the wording. It makes it more powerful. And music has a way of staying with us. We can hum or sing many a tune we've heard from earlier in our life. We have favorite tunes. We have favorite hymns, things that speak to us very strongly. And of course, that's a good thing, isn't it? To take good lyrics, good words, and intensify them and make them part of us. But let's go back to some, at least a couple of ancient philosophers and see what they have to say about music. And this doesn't mean that these philosophers were correct on every single thing. They were not infallible. In other words, that belongs to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is infallible. Whenever it definitively teaches, it is infallible. It cannot err. That's the very purpose of the church, to be that safe, sure, and infallible guide. But nevertheless, we appreciate the study of the ancient philosophers, of good philosophy. We recognize it doesn't have that infallibility, but by and large, a lot of it is very good, it's true. So what does the philosopher Plato say? And remember, when Plato is writing, most often he's quoting Socrates. So these are two of the greatest minds of the ancient past. And Plato, probably quoting Socrates, says, "In order to take the spiritual temperature of an individual or society, one must mark the music." So you take your temperature, tells you, are you in good health, at least generally speaking. So we could take, if we took the temperature of society, I'm speaking broadly here, we would see that our society is not doing well. And a lot of that is because of bad music. This is quoting now from the Republic of Plato. And here's a couple of quotes that show how important it is to understand the impact that music has and how the youth should be trained in it. "Any musical innovation is full of danger to the whole state and ought to be prohibited. When modes of music change, the fundamental laws of the state always change with them." Wow. That is expressing that music is that powerful that it can change society. I personally believe that. Now, a lot of music is also a product of what's going on in society, but it does have a strong influence on how things are going to be. Continuing from another quote from the Republic of Plato, "Musical training is a more potent instrument than any other because rhythm and harmony find their way into the inward places of the soul on which they mightily fasten, imparting grace and marking the soul of him who is rightly educated, graceful, or of him who is ill-educated, ungraceful." So that's Socrates and Plato for you. Now, the even greater philosopher Aristotle acknowledges that music is for three purposes. And again, these philosophers are speaking without the benefit of the gospel. They lived hundreds of years before our Lord, but I think they're really right on track in understanding how important good music is and how it should be taught in the proper way. Aristotle says, "Music is for education or amusement or intellectual enjoyment." So he recognizes it's part of education. And education doesn't start with kindergarten. Education starts from the earliest years in the family. I remember many years ago, a Catholic neurologist told me that just for the sake of neurological development, the best kind of music to play for children, again, in their very susceptible developmental years from early on, is Gregorian chant and anything by Mozart. As a matter of fact, there's a book written on this subject called The Mozart Effect. Now, Mozart was not a great Catholic, but he was Catholic. But God did give him the gift of composing very fine music. It's very finely balanced. It's It's not too heavy, too thick of chords, you might say, and it's not too simple either. And it's proven that college students, if they listen to Mozart, they'll do better in their studies. This has been scientifically proven. I know there are naysayers to that, but I'm certainly a believer in that, that it does help. So yes, listen to Mozart, but even more, listen to Gregorian chant. And neurologically, again, this was an expert telling me this, it's really good for children to hear that. By the way, it reminds me of something that Father Clement Kubisch had said many years ago, that in his opinion, Gregorian chant is the closest thing to the music that the angels sing in heaven. That's his opinion. That's all it is. But still, it's from somebody that I respect highly. And I'll have to wait till next Sunday to explain why that is. But briefly, it's again the melody, the words, and that beautiful flowing rhythm. It's not so much a rhythm as a flow of beautiful notes that is good for us, not just spiritually, but neurologically. Aristotle also says in his book on politics, hence and with good reason, music is introduced into social gatherings and entertainments because it makes the hearts of men glad, so that on this ground alone we may assume that the young ought to be trained in it. So again, we see the ancient philosophers, these are points I believe they're completely correct on, the power of music, that it does have great influence on us. Oh, by the way, something else that shows us the power of music is the fact that many ads, maybe even most ads or advertisement, they're set to some kind of music. It's a jingle that's associated with those words, and it makes people remember those words much better. Won't demonstrate this, obviously, but I'm sure you've experienced this. By the way, typically we've had the St. Mechtild Music Festival on the last weekend of July in Denver at Our Lady of the Snow Parish. I had a hand in helping get that started, and we had about a good 10-year run, but unfortunately, this doesn't seem to be the interest in it. We haven't given up on it, but here we are, the last weekend of July, and I'm talking about this. And again, I want you, if anything, to heighten your awareness of music as a gift of God, that it needs to be used properly. It can also be used badly. Again, the three parts of music, I'll go into this in more detail next Sunday: melody, harmony, and rhythm. And melody is the most important part of that because it speaks to the mind. That's the most important part of us, the mind. We're not mere animals with feelings or a sense of bodily movement. We have a rational soul. We have an immortal soul. And we should be listening only to that kind of music that, first of all, has good lyrics in it, and that the music is in the proper proportion. When the rhythm takes over as the main thing, then music is being misused, abused. You'd even say perverted, because it's not in the right balance. And it's self-admitted from the rock and roll movement that an overuse or overemphasis of rhythm, you know, that strong driving beat, it appeals to our base passions. And that's what makes it bad, among other reasons. It's not just the lyrics. It's also the way it's structured. And I think that those who are thinking how they want to be change agents for society, they're aware of the fact of the power of music. Look at what we can do with it. So let's avoid, well, certainly avoid bad music. And again, what kind, you could ask yourself, what does the gospel for today say? By their fruits you will know them. What kind of fruits flow from the bad music that's prevalent today? You know, I think you know that answer just as well as I do. And you can also see the good fruits that flow from good music. It inspires you. It helps you to be better. It educates you. And as I said, even neurologically, it's good for you. So thank God, as we as Catholics, the Catholic Church recognizes from the earliest on, even before the Catholic Church began, we have in many of the Psalms, as a matter of fact, Psalm 46 in the introit today, it says, clap your hands, all ye nations. Obviously, we're not going to do that literally. Shout unto God with the voice of joy. That's an invitation of singing. So long before even the Catholic Church began, there were the Psalms, the incorporation of music into the official worship of the chosen people. So, yes, it was a favorite topic. Music will always be a favorite topic of mine. I love to listen to good music, help produce it, participate in it. And again, it is very helpful to us. So I'll just leave it at that for today. And again, we'll continue this topic next Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.